then
the power.
So yeah, what do you call that thing that that valve that turns the water on and off?
Faucet.
Uh-huh.
Tap. Some people call it tap.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever call it? Do they call it tap when you're on the farm?
Well, we didn't have those on the farm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, that's the city.
Oh well.
They have them now.
Mm-hmm.
They have running water just like you do in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And gas has the gas line goes right close to my brother's place.
Mm-hmm.
He has about 180 acres, I believe.
Would you call say if your father was working out in the fields doing something? Would one of your brothers or something, or somebody bring a container of water out to him?
Well, yes, they used to do that when they'd have to quit work to see to go and get water. Somebody just bring it to them from the house.
Mm-hmm. What did they bring it in?
Usually a bucket,
mm-hmm.
or one of those pails.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever bring it out in a barrel?
No. I never care that much.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine in slavery time they must have done that because there's lots of niggers, you know, to water them.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that valve on a barrel, would you call that a faucet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We used to have our syrup stored in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
and with a faucet in it when we'd want to fill our syrup pitcher on. Fill containers carrying the house, just turn on the faucet in the barrel and draw syrup come out and stream that big.
Have to turn it on and turn it off real quick, I guess. Say if you were on the farm and the house wasn't heated, what would happen to the pipes if it got really cold?
Why, it'd freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they were in the city.
No
difference in the cold in the city and in the country.
Mm-hmm. What would happen to the pipes themselves?
Themselves?
I mean the pipes.
Well, they would burst.
Mm-hmm.
When it freezes up, you see, no air can pass through, and it has to expand somehow,
mm-hmm.
and just burst the pipe.
Oh, okay. Do that. Where did molasses come in when you bought it in large quantities?
We didn't buy it, we made it.
Oh,
sugar cane, planted sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And took it to a syrup mill and ground it in a syrup mill. Got the juice, and then somebody that's experienced in knowing how long to cook it would get one of those big old evaporators, they call them, big flat pan that gets on a furnace,
mm-hmm.
and cook it until it's as thick as they want it.
Oh,
and that's the best syrup you can get.
Yeah. What do they call this, the syrup now? Almost fake syrup?
Maple?
Mm-hmm.
Maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from the north.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's true. Real awful. Did you ever buy lard in large quantities?
Lard.
Yeah.
About 50 pounds at a time.
Mm-hmm. What did it come in?
It comes in a large wooden tub about this high.
About 2 feet high.
With a wooden lid on it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a name for that container? Or
a what?
Did you ever have a name for the container that it came in?
We just called it a lard tub.
Lard tub? All right, then, what would you use to say if you wanted to pour some liquid in?